What is your perception of Indian white race relations during your time growing up? How do you think it started out from when you first got there to what it is now?
Well, we definitely have a lot more of a voice now today. People have let go a lot of the misconceptions they used to have of us as Indian people. In Seattle when I was growing up, it was two little Indian kids, you know what I mean? That's what they saw us as. But it was never like a separation thing, you know what I mean? There was always Indians in this area, so we didn't really feel any kind of racism or anything like that because we went to West Seattle school. It's pretty intermixed there, you know what I mean? It's a big melting pot in West Seattle, so we didn't feel any kind of racial tension or anything like that. I'd say over the years, I haven't had any racial problems at all in King County as far as being a Native American. I mean, any at all. I've never been accosted or harassed for being an Indian.
Do you think that's the case for all natives or maybe other minority groups in the city?
Well, gosh, it's hard to say. We have so many immigrants coming over here now, refugees from, running for asylum. And then our indigenous population here in the Northwest is pretty strong. I think we're pretty deep in Seattle now. We got a pretty big community now, and then we got our hands in just about everything, So we got a voice at City Council. We're part of the Pioneer Square historical renovation project that's going on down there in Pioneer Square right now. So that's being spearheaded by Chief Seattle Club and a couple other city council members. We have the regular events that go on throughout the year, and we usually pull a pretty big crowd. Like we do the spirit walk through town, or we do memorial walks through town, pull the events at Westlake Center. We usually have a really big turnout. People are really really supportive as a community in Seattle.
So kind of going back a little bit, how familiar are you with the situation around the events of the Fort Lawton takeover in 1970?
Well, my understanding was from oral tradition is that when the first group paddled over in the middle of the night to take over Fort Lawton and take it back, as reserved land that the federal government was giving back to the Indians to claim, they climbed the cliffside in the middle of the night. When they got to the top and they started setting up, they didn't realize there was 1,100 MPs already stationed there. They thought they were going to an empty fort, but there was 1,100 MPs there sitting there. So that's what started the whole standoff right there. Of course, there was, a lot of violence that was during that time, people getting arrested, abused, and they had a lot of support coming from the city, though. Like the surrounding area, like Magnolia, that neighborhood supported the Native Americans and brought them supplies and helped them out with tents and so on and so forth. And as it continually progressed, it got harder and harder for the people that were stationed there, staying there, trying to get that land back. I remember the story going is the very first thing that they built on those grounds was a sweat lodge. That was the very first thing that was ever put on that land was a sweat lodge. And that's why we still hold a sweat lodge there today, 50 years later.